God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah. Holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb.
Imagine a scenario where a husband and wife are getting ready to go out on a date one evening. The wife is taking her time and really wants to look nice when they go out to eat. The husband just sees it as going out to get some food and really doesn't change much about his appearance, even after a long day's work. The wife comes downstairs, looks at her husband and says, "You're not wearing that, are you?" This is probably something that happens every day across the world. The wife does not think that the husband's attire is appropriate for the circumstances. Well, I wonder how often God looks at us as Christians and thinks the same thing spiritually. I'm sure there are times he thinks it physically as well, but this isn't a lesson on modesty, rather a lesson that examines our spiritual clothing. So please stay with me for a few moments today as we discuss the topic of dressing for the day.
Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb.
We probably all have different clothes that we wear on different occasions. We likely don't wear the same thing to a wedding or a funeral that we would to work, and vice versa. I've been part of the interview process for several people in my lifetime, and one of the first things that a potential employer sees is attire. If they are not dressed appropriately for an interview, then they are not likely the person for the job. It is an employer's first impression of you, and if you are not dressed appropriately, that will stick in their mind during the process of choosing their next employee. Well, God expects a Christian to be dressed in a certain way as well. As we mentioned in the introduction, we are speaking more spiritually than physically today, but understand that if we clothe ourselves with what God wants us to spiritually, the physical will take care of itself. I want to use Colossians 3, verses 8 through 14 as our context for today. Pay attention to what we are told to take off and what we are told to put on. God, through the pen of Paul, is telling us how to get dressed for the day as a Christian. Colossians 3, verse 8 beginning, "But now you also put them aside, all anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive speech from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self with its evil practices, and have put on the new self, which is renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. A renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, and free man, but Christ is all and in all. So as those who have been chosen by God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity." First, let's deal with what Paul tells us to put aside. anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive speech, which would include lying. Why do you think Paul begins with the list of things to take off? Well, think again about the husband and wife going out on a date. If the husband works at a job that causes him to be dirty, what good would it do to put on clean clothes over top of the dirty? I can use my own parents as an example. My dad worked in a coal mine all day. He worked underground and around coal. It's a recipe for dirt. Now imagine him coming home, putting on clean clothes over top of his work clothes and trying to go out to dinner. We understand how ridiculous that sounds. Well, oftentimes as Christians, we try to put our new Christian clothes over top of our old, dirty, worldly clothes. It's just as ridiculous and just as visible to others, especially to God. These items that Paul is telling the Colossian brethren to put aside are items that will set us apart from the world. They are not items that the Christian should carry around for the world to see. Each morning, before we dress for the day, we need to discard these items. Next, there are some items that we are supposed to put on. The first thing that Paul mentions in verse 10 when he says, "Put on the new man." As children of God, each day before we go out, we need to be sure that it is the new man that was created in Christ rather than the old man who still carries all of those items that we just discarded. He continues in verse 12 with, "Put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." Then adds in verse 13 to bear one another's burdens and forgive one another as well. As difficult as it can be to remove the old man from our lives, it is often more difficult to add these virtues to the new man. I believe that it helps to be deliberate with our actions. For example, before we get ready to leave the house, go to school or work, play in an athletic event, or do anything where we will be in the public eye, we need to determine to be compassionate and kind toward others, deliberately. That way, when a situation arises, we are not surprised by it, but rather are ready to do what is right in that situation to glorify God. Verse 14 brings everything to a conclusion when it tells us, "Beyond these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity." Love is spoken of as the bond that holds everything together. Love is how we keep off the old man, the old clothes, and the old life. However, love is also what keeps on the new man, the new clothes, and the new life. Think of love as the perfect belt that is fashionable. It ties the outfit together, but yet it functions to hold everything in place as well, where it is supposed to be. If we go out without the bond, then the old man can easily be exposed, and the new man is not going to be complete. So until next time, I encourage you to get dressed spiritually each and every day with God's clothes.
More.